Welcome to the Capgemini Reinventing Retail podcast. My name is Raj Ganatra, and this week we have a very special episode featuring IMRG, the UK's online retail association, a membership organisation offering neutral and unique resources for online retailers through benchmarking, data analysis and events. So today we're going to be discussing the future of digital dashboarding in the retail space, not just reporting and synthesising information, but driving data and insights-led decision-making from it. I'm joined today by Matthew Walsh, the Director of Data and Retail at IMRG, responsible for the data and market reporting that IMRG publish. I'm also joined by Lucy Gibbs from Capgemini Invent, a managing consultant specialising in retail insight and analytics, who's led the development of the new dashboard. And I'm also joined by Giles Cuthbert, who's head of the Microsoft capability at Capgemini, who's responsible for the technical development of the solution. So hello to you all.
Hello there.
Hi, Raj.
Hello.
So to kick off with today, it'd be great to get an introduction to the initiative. Why is the dashboard being created and what are the sort of main challenges that it seeks to solve?
Yeah, I can take that one. So it's Matt from IMRG here. It's probably a good idea to give you a bit of background information around what it actually is that was being built here. So IMRG has a panel of about 150 retailers who actually give us their website sales data. They will tell us how much money they've made, how many orders they had, and how many people visited their traffic. So it's quite sensitive information. We then collate all of that together in a central place to essentially create a market barometer, an index, to say how the industry is performing. And it's a pretty good panel, to be honest. If you were to total up all of the money that they collect through their websites across a year, it comes in at just over £26 billion spent in the UK online. So we have been reporting that performance for many, many years, actually all the way back to the year 2000, believe it or not. But it got to a point a little while ago where the way we published that information was in need of an update. The way the information would actually be published to our retail network is it would happen once a month, and it would be a static table that would essentially say, here's a load of product categories, menswear, womenswear, footwear, health and beauty, home and garden, and here's what the year-on-year sales growth was, what the conversion rates and what the average basket values were for the previous month. And that table was a static table. The users weren't able to kind of interrogate it anymore. And the way it was actually published was usually kind of 2 or 3 weeks after the month had actually happened. And to create it in the first place, it was quite a manual process as well. It took humans a couple of days to actually turn the numbers around. Very manual process that was in need of an update. We knew there was gold in those numbers that need to be mined and presented in a different way. So IMRG came to Capgemini and we said, what can you do? Can you come up with a solution that would allow this market index to give its users more insight, give it to them more regularly, and more importantly, update the way that they actually consume that information? And Capgemini said they were more than up for the solution. And that's kind of how we've ended up with this dashboard.
Exactly. So I'm Lucy, I work with Capgemini, and we've been working very closely with Matthew and IMRG to develop the solution to improve the index outputs and create more of a digital and interactive dashboard for the retailers. So some important features of this were that we wanted to develop faster insights from weekly updates. We managed to increase the number of sectors for more refined analysis. So, for example, Matthew mentioned we have health and beauty categories and electricals, and we've now broken that down into more subcategories so we can analyse that data on a more granular level. We also added retailer attributes so that we can analyse the trends by retailer type. So rather than just looking at the total market trends for the retailers and sectors, we can also break that down to look at the differences between multi-channel and online retailers as well. Are they performing differently online? Can you look at the size of the retailer or even their positioning as well, whether they're premium retailers mid retailers or the more budget end? How are those categories performing differently? And finally, it's really important that it's a visual solution, and we've created something that's flexible and interactive, meaning that retailers can cut the data in several different ways and have tailored benchmarks depending on what type of retailer or sector they want to be comparing against. They're also able to overlay their own data on this, so retailers who supply data to the index can actually see their performance against the benchmark trends as well. So I'll hand over to Giles to talk a bit more around the technical development of that.
Yeah, thank you. So, we chose the Microsoft Azure platform as we found it to be a low cost and flexible. And you know, as Matt was saying, you know, there's a large amount of value held within this data. So we wanted to make sure that the data was held securely, and that it was able to be only seen, so that the data for a particular retailer was only able to be seen by the particular retailer that was logging in. So we chose that platform, and then built the solution using a variety of different tools, including the Microsoft Azure Data Lake, where Matt and his team from IMRG are able to load the data in every week. As the retailers provide their data on a weekly basis, they're able to own and control the data pipelines. So they can, using their own systems, load up the data and then kick off the data pipelines, which load the data then into the system. And so it's gone from it being a highly manual process at the beginning of the solution, the legacy solution, where it took several days of effort for people to build spreadsheets and PDF documents, to now being a highly automated solution where literally Matt and his team can upload the data and then kick off the data pipelines. They can then use our data quality routines that we built to check whether the data is accurate, because there are certain occasions where retailers may make mistakes with the data or load up erroneous files. So they can then use our data quality dashboards to check whether the data looks correct before then finally pushing the data through to the final dashboards. And so now it takes literally half an hour to an hour, depending on the size of the data, from and that's a huge advance. And so we use the Microsoft Data Lake, we use Microsoft Data Factory to load the data into the platform, and we use the Microsoft Azure SQL database to store the data, and then Power BI to display the data. And there's a particular flavor of Power BI we're using called Microsoft Power BI Embedded, which means that we have a dedicated server capacity which is used to serve the retailers, because there are a large number of retailers with around about 2,000 users who could be on the system at any one time. And so you can imagine we need to make sure that we're supplying the data in a speedy fashion, so that the retailers are able to get a good experience when they're exploring the data.
And what impact does that have on sort of long-term performance of the dashboard?
Sorry, go ahead, Matt. Yeah.
No, go on, Giles.
I was just going to say, from a technical point of view, it's highly scalable. So we've started off small, and there is with the cloud, then it means that we don't need to go out and procure new hardware to if we need to add more retailers, add more data, or speed things up, then we can just literally buy more processing power and scale up very easily and very seamlessly. So it's a very, very scalable solution. And I think it makes it much, much easier and much, much lower support costs than they used to be.
The actual result of what it's manifested into is absolute day and night in comparison to what we had before. The solution is fantastic. As a good example, before, retailers would use our market benchmarking output, the results from this index, once a month to compare their own performance against how the market did. But previously, they would get those results 2 weeks after the month had actually happened. With this solution that Giles and his team have put in place, we're able to process the numbers so much quicker, so much faster, that within a couple of days of a week going by, a retailer can see how the previous 7 days actually performed. And so when you get to key milestones in the retail calendar, things like Easter period or Black Friday or Christmas trading, for a retailer to be able to get that feedback so quickly to see how everybody else has performed is incredibly valuable to them. And we've had feedback from very, very large, big retailers, high street names, household names, that saying it's completely changed how their internal meetings go. The numbers get fed around the business. They get put in packs up to the boards, logins. And we've had very high senior people logging in to look at this dashboard to see how their company has performed against the market. It's been a really successful update to the to the market reporting.
That's great to hear. And so what do we think will potentially be next in this space in terms of the sort of wider market? What do we think the future and the key trends will start to look like?
I think, well, one thing I can say is we've recently been delivering a new piece of functionality. So originally, the original solution we went live with last January had overall visitor conversion rates, and we've just been building in some new metrics to enable the retailers to analyze their traffic conversion rates now. So that's a little bit more granular, and it enables them to see who's been browsing which parts of their website and buying, rather than just the overall visitor numbers at a high level. Yeah, and then Matt, I know you've got your quarterly report as well, which has much more rich metrics, which enable the retailers to go do a much more deeper dive into how they've been performing.
Yeah, we've got there's a second market tracker that IMRG run that doesn't just look at sales performance of retailers' websites. It looks at things like how their website is doing in terms of customer interaction. So how many people put an item into their bag, how many people abandon their checkout, or how many people land on the homepage as the first page that you might come onto. And retailers are monitoring those sorts of metrics on their own website, but they've no idea how everybody else's site is performing. And so we are keen to put those sorts of market benchmarks into the dashboard as a 2.0, if you want to call it that.
Definitely. And I think as we expand the metrics that we include on the dashboard, we really see the value that it brings to the retailers, as Matt's mentioned, to have such an access to such rich kind of source of information, which has really been imperative in the last year when we've had such unpredictable demand across retail. So it's provided a bit of an anchor to be able to measure how they're performing against their competitors. So really look forward to continuing to develop this solution and monitor how online retail fares post lockdown as well. And you can find plenty of deep dive analysis through either our joint monthly reports that we do, and IMRG do a lot of in-depth webinars as well on the performance of this as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. And that's unfortunately all we've got time for today. But thank you all for your valuable insight and for your time. And thank you as well to our listeners for tuning in today. If you enjoyed our discussion and would like to stay up to date with future episodes, you can subscribe to the Capgemini Reinventing Retail podcast using your favourite podcasting app like SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes or Stitcher. And we look forward to joining you soon for more retail insights.